This is the Q&A audio for April. I've tried to record this intro about 10 times now, and I just see I'm doing it again, so I'm just gonna get straight into it. Just a note that I am recording in mono. I don't know if people notice, but I am, just because it's easier for this kind of thing. So yeah, this is recorded. I think this will be the first thing that I release on my new mic, just one of them. So yeah, enjoy. I'm not going to redo this because I'm never going to get anything done. So I'm just going to read them in order. I know that I'm not going to get tons of questions for the Q&A every month, I think, but it was based on me, really. I love asking questions, but sometimes you're a little bit shy, and or I am at least. So yeah, I just thought it was nice to give the option if anybody ever wanted to. So I will go through them one by one. First question, how can I be as cute as you? You mean as awkward as me? I think I know who that is. I'm pretty sure they hinted that they had put that question in, so shush, basically. Next question. We know you don't really listen to ASMR, but is there something that you do on a regular basis or not to help you sleep? Also, is there any recommendation of other voice actresses or actors that you would like to give? For sleep, if I'm really struggling to sleep, then I like to listen to bedtime stories and just people talking softly about anything. So that could be like a podcast, an audiobook, anything like that, really, where it's just that constant being spoken to and trying to hold on to what they're saying, and then I just kind of slip away into sleep. So that's what I do for sleep. And in terms of recommendations, I don't really have any. I don't listen to a lot of other voice actors or actresses, so I can't really. The only one that I have listened to is Endearin Audio. She's very good. And obviously you have the top ones like Teacup Audio. But yeah, I think it really does depend on your personal preference, because I don't know whether it's because I am somebody who does voice act, but I find it hard to listen to others. Yeah, I find it very hard to be immersed, because I don't have a listener head on when I'm listening. I have a VA head on, and I'm thinking, oh, I love the way that they've done that sound effect, or like, I love the way that they've used that to progress in the script. And yeah, it's hard to immerse and be switched off. I'm always thinking of how I can be better. Sorry. So yeah, sorry that that's not super helpful, but I would say those two who I could probably recommend wholeheartedly. Next question is, what are my thoughts on Bitcoin? I wouldn't say that I have particular thoughts on Bitcoin. I have friends who are probably a lot more eloquent about Bitcoin and opinionated. But for me, it exists in the world. And I remember being in Manchester and they had a Bitcoin ATM or something. And I was just like, wow, the future is here. Dogecoin, however, I have a friend who I told them not to put any money into it because, you know, it's Dogecoin. It's not. Anyway, they put money into it, and it was just really funny to watch that money drop over the subsequent 2 weeks. Yeah, it's something that I tend to stay out of. So yeah, I guess that's my thoughts. I don't really have any. Sorry. Next one is, I'm thinking about trying to get back out onto the dating scene sometime in the near future. What's the best way for a guy to meet a woman when he's not in school, works at home, and doesn't have much of a social life? Yeah, you sound like me. I guess the only answer I can really give is to just put yourself out there a little bit more. And I know that sounds super generic, but things like hobbies, if you have hobbies that you love or that you're really passionate about, I don't know, maybe join some servers or be a little active somewhere, show that you're interested. And it's kind of like people start to gravitate towards you rather than you're looking for something. But yeah, it's really tough, especially at the moment with the pandemic and things. It's super hard to meet people. But yeah, I would say follow your passions and put yourself out there a little bit more than you would usually. And yeah, you're just kind of, things will start to click and hopefully you'll find somebody who is interested in the same things as you. Yeah, don't go on Tinder. Don't go down that route of quick dating, and you're never going to find the love of your life on Tinder, I don't think. Please, somebody feel free to prove me wrong on that. Yeah. Oh, and just be nice, because, like, I don't know what it is, whether people think it's cool to be rude. It definitely isn't, and me personally, one of the most attractive things about somebody is how they treat other people. And, you know, if people can see you being really kind and thoughtful and generous and just being a really nice person, that speaks more than any other action, really. Yeah, I'm going to stop talking about it now. That would be all of my advice on that. A lot of people leave comments saying, "I love your voice," or something to that effect, me included. Thank you. Probably expected since audio format, but I was wondering if you had any thoughts on your own voice before you started. Yeah, I hated my voice. I've hated my voice for a long time. I distinctly remember I was 8 years old and I thought that I sounded like a boy. I was really unhappy about it as a child. I really didn't like my voice. I don't really mind so much anymore. I feel like when I hear myself speak, it's me, and I'm fine with that now. But yeah, I did not like my own voice. And I think everybody goes through that when you hear your voice back, when it's been recorded, and you just think, oh, cringe, that's so horrible. It took me a while to break through that, yeah, but you just have to, what's the word, desensitize to your own voice, I guess. I don't know. Like, I'm fine with my voice now. The only thing that annoys me about my voice is that it's affected a lot by my sinuses at the moment, so it's probably, like, quite nasally. But that's it, really. I can't wait for one day to not have these problems. Maybe it'll sound different, maybe it'll sound the same. I just don't know. I'm really rambling. Yeah, I don't mind my voice, basically. Hated it before I started, don't mind it now. I can tell that this next person is British. Help! I'm stuck on this really hard maths question on my assignment, and I need your help, Peaches. And that wasn't really a question. The real question was, how did you get into ASMR? Is this something you wanted to get into, or it just kind of happened? It definitely just kind of happened. Pillow Talk Audio, the subreddit on Reddit, I found it one summer, summer 2019, and it really helped me to sleep in a period of my life where I really, really struggled with sleep, and it got me into such a healthy sleep schedule. I was able to just listen to audios, normally like bedtime readings and poetry and things like that, and I'd be asleep by 10. I even got into such a routine that I would sleep at 10 on the dot and then wake back up at 2 a.m. for some reason and then sleep through until the morning, and I was just so grateful and so thankful. And as a teacher anyway, I love reading stories. It's one of my favorite parts of being a teacher. And yeah, I guess I felt like I wanted to give back to the community and see if that was something that I could do. And it turns out that I wasn't awful at it. And then somebody approached me, a scriptwriter approached me and said that they would love to hear me bring their script to life. And at first I was like, no, sorry, I don't do that. I can't do that. I can't act. But, you know, it was the summer and I didn't have a whole lot to do. I don't even know how I did it that year, but I'd got all of my teaching prep for the next year done in the first 2 weeks of the 6 weeks holiday. So I was kind of bored. And so, yeah, I gave it a go. I thought it was awful. I sent it to this scriptwriter and I said, I'm probably not going to post this. And they convinced me that I should and that they loved it. I still didn't post that script for a while. I ended up doing some improv, I think. And I posted it a bit later. But yeah, that's basically how it started. And then I figured, like, that's kind of cool. And then I had my own ideas and I love writing anyway. And it just kind of lent itself into what it is now. Yeah, so it did. It just kind of happened. Someone said, not a question. I just hope you're staying healthy and happy. Thank you very much. Right back at you. I'm doing okay. I'm getting by. I'm waiting for 6 weeks holidays and then I'll be good. I'll be fine then. What's your third favorite color? What's your second least favorite color? Wow. I mean, if this isn't you, then I'm sorry. Your name begins with a J. It sounds like one of your questions. What's my third favorite color? Blue, maybe? Yeah, I think blue would be my third favorite color. What's your second least favorite color? What would be my least favorite? I don't think I've ever thought about that. My least favorite color might be something like brown, but like a muddy kind of brown, like a dark brown. It's hard to explain. It's like a matte dark brown. It doesn't have any strands of color in it or any, you know, really cute orangey tint to it. It's just like blacky brown. I think that would be my least favorite just because it's very dark. So my second least favorite color would be, let's go with like snot green or something. Like really bright green. Yeah, my brain hurts now. That really made me think. There are so many people in the Discord from other countries. Is there something you've learned about other places and cultures from talking to us that you may not have learned otherwise? Wow, I could write a book with how much you guys have taught me. I'll see if I can name a few. The fact that in Hungary, sugar cones, I'm sorry, they're not sugar cones. I think they're called chimney cakes, but I call them sugar cones and they're not called that. And you're supposed to have ice cream. Oh my gosh, ice cream in them. And I had no idea because I just got given this sugared doughy cone and it was amazing. So I learned that. I learned that poutine is very Canadian. I don't know why I thought it was kind of European almost. Like in Belgium, they eat fries and mayonnaise and they have like cheese something on top of them. Yeah, that's a Canadian thing that I learned. There are so many, but it's hard to pick them out off the top of my head. I'm like going through all the countries in my brain and trying to think of everybody in the Discord server and where they're from. No, I think those are the only two I can think of right now. But honestly, I learn so much every single day, just in passing conversation, and I love it so much. I love learning, and yeah, it's just great. I love it. I just love it so much. Oh, this is the last question, I think. Some of these have been inputted at different stages. It's very strange. Like, this one says, I did one push-up, so my question is dot dot dot. But then there isn't anything else there, so I'm sorry if I've missed out your question. I think there was another one somewhere as well, but, yeah. And the last question is, do I know my personality type? I do. I had to do this quite recently, actually, and I am an INFJ, which is apparently an advocate. So yeah, that was really fun to kind of look at that and see. It's really weird because some of the things that I read and I just thought, wow, yeah, that really does feel like me. And I know that they're not, you know, they're not definite. What's the word? Like descriptions of who you are. It's just a personality type that you fit into in places. But it's still nice. It's still nice to know that I'm not the only one out there who's ridiculously sensitive to everything and has sometimes too much of a strong sense of justice. Yeah. So yeah, those are the questions that I got this month. If I did miss any out, please do let me know and I will type my reply to you. The Q&A form for May will be going up at the weekend. If you have any questions that you want me to answer next month, so just let me know. I really am open to anything and yeah, I would love to answer your questions. Oh no, it's like 20 minutes to 9 on a Friday night and teaching has been probably one of the worst days since we came back. My kids have been wild this afternoon and I'm so exhausted. So yeah, excuse my brain. I think I've said that 3 times this week to various different people. Please excuse my brain. Yeah, so thank you so much for sending me your questions and for being bothered or caring about anything about me and wanting to know. It's been really fun and I really appreciate it. So thank you. And I'll see you next month for the next Q&A. So take care and I'll speak to you then. Bye.